This is the William Hill Golf Podcast. Go to news.williamhill.com for all the podcasts or search William Hill Radio on iTunes.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Golf Podcast as we approach round four from Royal Liverpool and edge nearer to the conclusion of the 143rd Open. My name is Sam Norris and I'm joined on the podcast today by Sky Sports pundit and European Tour professional Jamie Spence. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Sam. Looking forward to the golf today. They're teeing off quite late, though, aren't they? Not till, 2.40 this afternoon, the leaders, so we've got to wait ahead of us.
Yeah, absolutely. Not quite like the frantic start that we had yesterday, obviously, due to the weather conditions and the 2-tee start. It's Rory McIlroy who leads the way, Jamie, by 6 shots. Just how impressed have you been with him over the 3 days so far?
Well, I was very impressed by his finish yesterday, weren't we all? Ricky Fowler made a real charge at Rory. He birdied 4 of his first 6 holes, Ricky, to put some pressure on Rory, and he got even there on the back nine. But Rory's finish there yesterday was exceptional, wasn't he? Birdied the 14th and then 2 eagles on 16 and 18, even though he bogeyed 17 in the middle of it. What a finish that was, and to give him that 6 shot advantage is an incredible finish, and he really rose to the challenge that Fowler threw down at him. So very, very impressed by Roy. I think the tee times really worked in his favour, mind, that early start. He didn't have to hang around all day Saturday waiting to go out. That's very difficult to deal with. He'll be far more relaxed today, and I can see him walking away with this.
Yeah, a couple of fantastic eagles, as you mentioned there. And it's no surprise to see him as short as 1-12 in the betting this morning. It's been a bit of a theme, really, for the majors this year, leading from the front. Bubba Watson was just one shot back after round one at the Masters, then went on to lead rounds 2 and 3 before winning it. And Martin Kaymer, of course, led every round at the US Open before he won it. Just how important is it for these guys to be real front runners when they're looking to win a major?
Yeah, you can't be far enough in front. I mean, if it's 1 or 2 shots, really, that can go in a heartbeat on one hole. But when you're that far in front, it does give you a lot of confidence. And Rory would just be trying to make the odd birdie here and there. And he's quite an aggressive player, though, McIlroy. So he's bogeyed the first twice in this event. So if he bogeys that and Fowler birdies it, it goes down to 4. And, you know, you can start thinking strange things. But Fowler got such a good start yesterday. So you never know in golf. You really don't. But when you're that far ahead, it really does give you a lot of confidence. Helps you to relax, as you saw with Martin Kaymer. And it's very difficult for the chasers on such a difficult golf course to make too many birdies to make an indentation into your lead. So, yeah, I mean, Rory's won his previous 2 majors, the US Open and the PGA, by 8 shots. I think he'll be trying to achieve the same feat today.
Yeah, and he'll certainly be hoping to get the job done without any sort of collapses that we've maybe seen from him in the past. And there was a lot of pressure on him this year, certainly when he led round one, with everybody talking about those second day demons that have plagued him. But he's overcame those. And I mean, do you realistically see any of the chasing pack being able to track him down now? Ricky Fowler, 6 shots off the pace at 10 under. Sergio Garcia and Dustin Johnson, 9 under par. And any of these you think have got a realistic chance? Because it's 16-1 bar McIlroy the field.
Well, any of those players you mentioned are capable of shooting, say, 66-65, that's 6-7 under par. Now, if Ricky Fowler shoots 6 under, Rory's got to break par to win. That's not a given. So if Dustin Johnson and Sergio, they could easily shoot a 65, I could see that happening. As I say, they've just got to put that number out there and then say to Rory, go on, then you go and make par and be the champion. So it is possible. It's entirely possible. We'll know more within about 4 or 5 holes how this Open Championship's going to pan out. Tough ask for the guys behind, but they're very talented players.
We also have betting without Rory McIlroy available on site. Ricky Fowler, who I know, Jamie, was one of your pre-tournament picks, and he's been a very good runner for you. He's favourite in this market. It's 11-4. Garcia, 10-3. Dustin Johnson, 7-2. And Dubuisson, 8-1. Is this a market that you're interested in playing, betting without the favourite?
Yeah, well, I had a look at that this morning, and you're right. You know, it's very difficult to bet with a 1-12 shot in the field. So, Betting Without the Favourites is something I've had a good look at. And yesterday I did tip up again Ricky Fowler each way. Yesterday morning, I think he was 18-1 yesterday morning at the price. And also Adam Scott at 25-1, advised punters to get on him at each way. I think Adam Scott will still get a place. I see he's 12-1 without the favourite. I can see Adam Scott having a good day today and sneaking one of those spots. So, yeah, it's something to be cautious with, but I would just have a little savers. If you've got your bets on McIlroy, you're laughing, aren't you?
Yeah.
You can have a couple of bets for free. So happy days if you've done that.
Yeah, and it's fifth of the odds place, 1, 2, and 3. So plenty of value still available in that market. We also have two ball betting, of course, on site. Not quite as fun as yesterday's three ball betting, which I did enjoy. But nevertheless, we're gonna pick out the last four of these. Obviously, 2:10, 2:20, the 2:30, and the 2:40. First upon
all
that list,
all the easy ones, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
All the easy ones
yeah.
for me.
The leading pack for you, yeah.
Yeah.
First upon that list, Adam Scott, who you tipped up there in the betting without market. He's 1-2 against Matteo Manassero, who's 2-1 and 15-2 the draw. Incidentally, it's 15-2 the draw on all of these two ball contests. Are you with Adam Scott here?
Definitely, yeah. Well, I mean, even at 1-2, Manassero is a good player and he's had a good tournament as well. But the way Adam Scott played the first two rounds in particular, in the toughest of conditions, I think he's going to shoot a good score today. So sorry, Matteo, but I think Adam's going to beat you.
Second two ball that we'll look at then is Eduardo Molinari against Victor Dubuisson. Molinari is 11-8, 15-2 the draw, and 8-11 Victor Dubuisson.
Well, I'd have to go along with Dubuisson. He just keeps surprising. He looked very comfortable on the golf course yesterday. He shot a really good score yesterday, 68. He's had a 66 and a 68 his last two rounds. He looks like he's getting a grip for the golf course. So another odds-on shot. Not much of a tip, is it? But Eduardo Molinari is on the comeback trail, so it wouldn't surprise me if he shoots a sort of level par today, Eduardo. But I think Dubuisson will nick that one.
Yep, fair enough. The last two that we'll come to then, both of these look really, really interesting betting markets. We've got, first up, the two guys on 9 under par, Dustin Johnson against Sergio Garcia, 11-10 for Dustin Johnson, 10-11 Garcia, 15-2 the draw. Can you call this one? It's looking really tricky, this one.
Yeah, it is, but I don't know, Dustin Johnson for me, I mean, he had a good back nine yesterday, he shot 3 under, he did have 3 bogeys in the middle of his round yesterday, and Sergio's very similar profile, actually, just when he needed a really big finish yesterday, Sergio birdied 16, but then he bogeyed 17 and didn't make a birdie at the last, so if he'd had McIlroy's finish, he would have been right in there, wouldn't he, Sergio? So I think he's a bit too far back, Sergio might have a press, so I fancy Dustin Johnson.
Dustin Johnson there at 11-10, so that would offer you more value than Garcia in that market. But as I say, incredibly close one to call. They've both had very similar tournaments. And the last one that we'll come to, the 2:40, the two leaders in the pack. This is almost the most difficult of all of them. We've already mentioned how, you know, Fowler is capable of shooting a big round, and McIlroy is capable of shooting a less than good round, shall we say. It's 6-5 for Ricky Fowler, 5-6 Rory McIlroy.
Well, yeah, I think Rory would be very keen, as I say, to have that 8-shot margin, but I don't think that's going to be so easy because there's so many good players behind him, and the golf course is playing a little bit softer with the rains they had yesterday. So there will be a lot of birdies out there. So I think some of the players will close the gap, and I think Ricky Fowler would be one of those. So 6-5, I think Ricky's a good bet. Remember, Rory's only got to win by one. It doesn't matter how many you win by. He knows that, and with a few holes to go, if he's 4 or 5 clear, he might just play a little bit safe coming in. So that normally favours the chasing player. So I'll go with Ricky Fowler.
Yeah, absolutely agree with you there. The impetus is almost with Ricky Fowler more so than it is Rory McIlroy. If you could just spin us through then your two ball selections one more time for the fourth round.
Yes, in the two balls we're going to go for Victor Dubuisson, Adam Scott, Dustin Johnson and Ricky Fowler in a Super Yankee to get us all out of trouble for the week.
Okay, fair enough. That would pay rather handsomely, I'm sure. And just before we wrap up the podcast, the betting without Rory McIlroy market is the one we'll go for. Who are you selecting in this market?
Well, I tipped up Scott yesterday each way. He is 12-1. Maybe that's a little bit short for people, but it's still a good bet because I think Adam Scott will get a place without a favourite. He could even overtake all the players in front of him because he might make a good start. Apart from that, I've already recommended Fowler. You might have a saver on Dustin Johnson at 7-2. So there's some good prices in there for everybody to look at.
Okay, excellent stuff then. Plenty for our listeners to go out in that market, which is looking rather competitively priced. There we go then, the thoughts of Jamie Spence on this William Hills Golf Podcast. Thanks very much for joining me today, Jamie, and hope you enjoy the final round.
Yeah, I'm going to go and practice myself this morning like everybody else, and then I'm going to come back in and watch the golf. It's going to be great.
Excellent stuff. Cheers, Jamie.
Cheers, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.